Pablo for breakfast.
Now, we're obviously just into spring, and you put up a recent blog talking about protecting your heart because 29% of breakups seem to happen in spring. Is this because the people, especially down south and in Perth, they're sick of seeing those dark grey skies and suddenly they're ready for sunshine and being single?
Absolutely. Look, I think it's been the most miserable winter down Perth and down south. I don't think we've ever had so much rain. But, you know, there is something. People don't like being single in winter. And I've seen this year after year. They want someone to snuggle up on the couch with and they may be willing to put up with stuff they don't like. And as soon as spring comes along, something like 29% of people break up. And, you know, if you spring clean, have you ever opened your window and the light comes into the room and you realize how dirty it is?
Yep.
That's what spring does to relationships. It's like you open the blinds.
We find the dirt. Is that right?
Yeah. And you're going, I don't like this. What you could ignore and you know, you could ignore that dirt behind the fridge. Suddenly you're seeing it. It's driving you nuts.
Now, I am fairly happily married, Deb. My wife is in the same room with me, so I'm having a little bit of a dig at her this morning. But yeah, when it comes to summer, I remember those feelings like when you're young and stuff, because summertime is like the time when you want to go on adventures, you want to go on holiday. Obviously that's changed things a little bit this year. So are you expecting those statistics to sort of dip a bit in this post-COVID world?
No, not so much because in WA we're really lucky. So people are still traveling within the state and doing what they want, but it's like your social life becomes busier and your partner's no longer the focus, so you've got other stuff to distract you. So I think that it will pretty much stand that test of time, even though we can't travel. But I think, you know, like you mentioned that you're happily married, people often think the grass is greener on the other side. It's either fake or you're just not watering it enough.
That's a good analogy. Now, I guess for people who wanted to sustain those relationship in a spring and in a summer as well, any advice to make it less rocky?
You know, we hear communication is the key, but it really is. I kind of think that a lot of the time people don't say what they need in a relationship, and we need to. Men don't speak hint, and women get really grumpy with guys, but if you can bring the fun and the communication back to your relationship like you did when you first met each other, you know, where you'd hang off every word they said, even if, you know, kind of bring back some of the fun and the romance by getting out and doing new stuff together. And I get that that can be hard when resentment comes in a relationship, because you know, it's hard to enjoy yourself when you're resenting the other person. But there are things that you can do, you know, go and have some adventures like you might if you were meeting someone new.
The sun's out. It doesn't mean you need to break up your relationship. Find out more at Dare to Date. Debbie Rivers, it's always good to chat.
Great talking to you too. Thanks.
Pablo for breakfast.